8 candidates are vying to be the next mayor of New York City, and they debated for the first time in person last night, just 3 weeks ahead of the primary. Former presidential candidate Andrew Yang is among the front runners to succeed Mayor Bill de Blasio. But many voters are still undecided. And last night's debate was also a little chaotic. Here's a clip from WABC-TV of some of the other candidates pushing back against Andrew Yang.
Hold on, I'll call you. Andrew, you don't know what's going on because
as your consultants have told you time and time again, they admit you're an empty vessel.
That last voice you heard was candidate Scott Stringer. And joining us now to break down what happened last night is Alyssa Katz, deputy editor of The City, a nonprofit news organization that covers New York. Hey, Alyssa.
Hello.
So this was the second of three debates in this mayoral race. What was the mood like last night compared to the first debate? First of all, it was in person.
Yes, it was in person. And as you just heard from those clips, it was far more combative than the first debate. I mean, you really saw the candidates differentiating themselves and drawing contrast between one another, and particularly around these fault lines of around public safety, around education, and around kind of the future of the city after COVID. And you really saw, as you heard in those clips as well, these attacks on Andrew Yang and also on another candidate named Eric Adams, who is the borough president of Brooklyn and a former police officer. And both he and Yang have really pushed and are increasingly pushing law and order, stronger policing as themes in their campaign, and getting a lot of pushback on that.
Okay, Andrew Yang and Eric Adams are the two front runners. Give us a quick rundown of the other contenders.
Sure. I mean, there are 8 of them, but I think standing out among them right now are Catherine Garcia, who is the city's former sanitation commissioner, and also kind of a Mrs. Fix-It, who has been helping with public housing, with recovery after Hurricane Sandy. She helped deliver millions of emergency meals to people in the depths of COVID. And she's really saying, look, I'm not going to bring you ideology. I'm going to be a competent manager, and that's what the city needs. You have Ray McGuire, who is the former executive with Citigroup, who does not have experience in government and says you need that outside perspective. There's Scott Stringer, who, as you heard before in that clip, he is the city's controller, like the city's treasurer, and has been a public official for a long time. That's opened him up to questions about where have you been as these issues and problems have emerged and developed. You haven't done anything about them. And then you also have Diane Morales, who is the most far-left candidate in the race, who's really promoting a vision of a more progressive city where housing is a human right, where we have jobs that are coming out of new enterprises like worker cooperatives. Those are the main candidates to pay attention to.
As you said, crime and policing seem to be the biggest topics of the night. And the pandemic, as you said, they talked a little bit about. What stood out to you about what they had to say about pandemic recovery?
So, I think that there's, again, the candidates are drawing really sharp distinctions around what the city needs now, right? And there's a sort of combat of visions between candidates advocating for a kind of social justice-driven vision of what New York City will become as it comes out of COVID, to say this is the time to seize the moment. And one candidate I did not mention before is Maya Wiley, who really kind of has defined her candidacy around this idea of really fighting social injustice through recovery. And also Sean Donovan, who is the former secretary of HUD and head of President Obama's budget office. Both of them have really put out these very detailed blueprints for recovery around a kind of a progressive vision for what that looks like. And then you have Yang and Adams, and Yang said this very explicitly last night. He said, there is no economic recovery without fighting crime, bringing order to the streets, helping people with mental illness who, have basically been dumped into Midtown Manhattan. And so, you really saw a showdown between those two competing visions last night for the future of the city.
Okay, early voting starts June 12th. The primary is on June 22nd. What else will you be watching for in these final days?
I mean, I think one thing we'll be watching for is just how New York City adapts to what is a new system here of ranked choice voting, where voters will get to pick up to five candidates in order of preference. And this is, you know, this is an open election, right? There's no, you know, the incumbent mayor, Bill de Blasio, is term limited. So we've had very limited polling as well. So it's really hard to know how voters are going to really use this ranked choice opportunity to decide who they're going to vote for and how well our city's Board of Elections, which is basically a staff of political appointees, how they are going to kind of handle the challenges, whether it's long lines at the polls as people struggle with the ballots, along what is likely to be a weeks-long count owing to all kinds of complications in the rules of the election. I mean, it's going to be a messy election, even if it runs perfectly, and it's likely not to run perfectly.
Alyssa Katz is deputy editor for The City, a nonprofit news organization that covers New York. Alyssa, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is great.